We're doing the Sedra Dorot. We're up to the third millennium. The year is 2023. And we're told that at that time there was in the land of Shinar a wise man, had all forms of wisdom, very good looking, but completely impoverished. And his name was Rikayon. And he felt very badly about the fact that he couldn't make a good living. So he decided he's going to go out to Egypt, to Ashvirash ben Anam, who was the king of Egypt. And he'll show him his wisdom. Maybe he'll find favor in his eyes. And he'll give him a position. He'll give him a good livelihood. He came to Egypt, asked about the king, and they told him that the king doesn't leave his palace any day of the year. There's only one day a year that he comes out and judges everyone. And whoever has an issue comes on that day. And after that day, the king goes back to his palace. So when Rikayon heard that he couldn't go meet the king, he got very upset. And when night fell, so he found a broken-down house, which had been a bakery. And he went to sleep there, feeling very embittered, hungry. And he couldn't sleep well. And he asked himself, what am I going to do in this city until the time comes to see the king? How am I going to sustain myself in the city? So he gets up in the morning and he meets the people who sell vegetables. And he asks them and they tell him that they make a living by buying some vegetables and some crops and selling it to the people of the land. So he figured he'll do that, but he didn't know the dealings in Egypt, and he didn't know how to make things work, so he tried buying some vegetables, and some derelicts came, and they made fun of him, they grabbed his vegetables, and he saw that's not working. He doesn't know how to make a living on that. So he went back and went to sleep a second night. And again, he asked himself, what am I going to do? So he got up early in the next morning. And he went out, took from his savings, and hired 30 mercenaries, people who would kill without thinking twice with their weapons. And he set them up over there by the cemetery. He took them out to the cemetery. And he told them, look, by order of the king, you guys be strong and don't let anyone bury their dead until they pay 200 silver coins. So, okay, that's what they did. After 8 months, they made a lot of money. And Rikayon took a lot of that money. And he purchased horses and animals, hired some more mercenaries, gave them the horses, and now he had an army going with him. Now it's time for the king to come out of his palace. And everyone comes to him and says, hey, what's going on here? Why'd you make this new tax that we can't bury our dead without paying tax? You always used to take tax from the living, now you're taking from the dead. The whole city is suffering here. How could you do that? And when the king heard that, he got very upset. He said, you know, I never made such a decree. So he asked, tell me, who's the guy who says that in my name? So they tell him, and he sent word to bring Rikayon and his men. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.